So I'm with Lalit Bhajia, the VP of Digital at News Corp's Star TV in India. Now, Lalit, you were talking about, and I think perhaps we already knew, that new media, as people say in India, is not necessarily the web or iPads, but it's more maybe newspapers and mobile phones. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think it's a crime to limit new media to just a laptop and an iPad or an iPhone. There's so much to new media. I mean, mobile is an integral part of it. Mobile, just not mobile apps, but mobile voice is also a big part of new media. When we look at new media, we also look at digital outdoors, and we believe that across the board, these are all digital devices connected, and at Star TV, how can we really provide entertainment content across all these new media screens?
Yeah. And you were talking about how something like 618 million mobile phones, and that's more than television sets.
Yeah, it's 681 million in December as of last count.
Right.
I think by the time we're speaking, probably we'd be nearing 700 million already. Mm. Today it probably will be more than the number of TVs that we reach out to through mobile phones.
And you have some quite interesting subscription media content initiatives and services to the mobile phones as audio.
Yeah, so actually not just us, actually a lot of other people actually started off all of that and we're really building on it. So interesting models like paying $0.50 a month to basically listen to old movies, a 2.5 hour Bollywood movie in 30 minutes, or a 22 minute TV episode in around 4 minutes. Listening to your favorite star. If you want to listen to Amitabh Bachchan, who's the biggest star in Bollywood, you could actually call in a number and listen to his audio blog day on day, or your favorite character on the TV show. So all this is exciting. It gets people more up close and personal with people they look forward to meeting to, people they look forward to getting close to, and also lets them catch up on the favorite shows, the favorite movies, and so on.
So like audio versions of Twitter or audio on demand, basically. And how many people are subscribing to this stuff?
So various numbers floating. So Star will probably have a different thing. So I mean, one of the popular, in fact, there's a very popular actress who's actually a B-grade actress in one part of the country. She has around 700,000 subscribers paying to listen to her.
Wow.
Versus a big star who has probably around 1 million subscribers listening to her. So it varies, and all kinds of numbers have become possible with just offering audio.
And these people are paying how much?
So they pay anything between say 25 cents to $0.50 every month to basically listen to their favorite stars.
Right. And you also talked about how you would like to take Star TV digital services international using online.
Yeah. So we have an online video platform which was built last year. And I think it's one of the best video platforms that we've ever seen. And it's an in-house engineered video platform that we created. We're not looking at actually till last year it was only open to Indian viewers. Now we're trying to open it out to international audience and see how we can offer subscription on that platform to people. Where one, we'll have platform from across the network, which is our own network. Plus, we're also aggregating content from other players.
Right, because there's obviously not just a lot of Indian people in India, but also around the world. Are there particular markets that you look at, like the UK, the US?
Yeah, so there are some numbers that we looked at. There are around 22 million Indians outside. And if you include South Asians, including Pakistanis and Sri Lankans and other people who also watch Indian content, around 32 million people whom you can reach out to. Of course, the big markets are UK, US, Middle East, some South Asian, Southeast Asian countries. However, there are distribution deals that are already in place that out before we launch.
Is this something News Corp can help you with?
Yeah, so we are totally part of News Corp, so we are actually trying to see how we can actually get it all going, because currently there are some deals which limit the content that we can put online, and there's a time frame before we can put it on.
Okay, thanks a lot for your time.
What's up?